money is for rich people. I'm never going to be rich. You have to work really hard to bring money in. If I spend this money now, then it won't come back to me. So there can be fear around the investment. I don't deserve this money, so I'm going to give it away. All of these different stories, all of these different blocks that we can put in the way. If we want to see a change, if we want to see a shift, then we need to clear them. Hi, you're listening to The Self Sessions with me, Marissa McCallum. I'm a body and mindset coach, social entrepreneur, and writer. I hope you discover what you want, decide how to go for it, and feel like you deserve it. In this space, we will explore all things life and what it means to be human. Sometimes it'll just be me, sometimes not. Perhaps I'll bring along some friends or a fantastic guest to open up the conversation. But in all cases, each episode will be delivered with one single intention and my mantra for life, wishing only love. Let's get started. I think it was almost a year ago that I did a recording around, do affirmations actually work? And at the time I decided to focus on financial affirmations because I felt like my money mindset wasn't quite there. There were a lot of blocks in the way that I approached money or felt like money was available to me. And so I really wanted to focus my attentions. I had previously used affirmations in different areas of my life, but never really took the time to specifically focus on one area. And so around July last year, I decided to do that. And you can listen to the previous episode to see how I went about that. But today I've kind of decided to revisit the question, do affirmations actually work? And in short, the answer is yes. But I'm going to extend that a little bit. Can't just expect you to believe me, obviously. The reason I'm saying yes is because I have seen a noticeable shift in the way that I approach finances and money. So the answer is yes, but not in the way that you expect. What I found was I was able to focus on money in a different way. I noticed how many stories I'd been telling myself about money, the idea that money was scarce or that it was hard to come by, or you have to work really hard to get it. And if it's here, then you have to give it away immediately if you're a good person, that sort of thing. There was lots of different stories I kind of picked up as a child and taken forward into my adult life. And I'd always been very, inverted commas, good with money. I had my savings and, you know, made sure that I had a 9-to-5, so I had my money coming in so I could pay my bills. But when I shifted into the fully self-employed space of becoming a coach, that certainty wasn't there anymore. I was purely relying on me and the work that I was doing to bring in an income. And there was some fear around that. And I think that's what was initially preventing me from fully embracing the possibilities when it came to making my own money, to allowing money to flow in towards money flowing into my life in a healthy and consistent way. Focusing on the affirmations around money drew my attention to things I'd perhaps been ignoring or hadn't been giving the respect it deserved. The gratitude piece around wealth not just being money, wealth being around feeling abundant and healthy, and that we are living in a world where there is unlimited potential. And that can be really hard to remember when you feel trapped in a certain way of living, when you feel like you've only got a certain amount of money coming in, that you've been doing the same thing over and over again with no positive results. And so what happened for me is that shift towards positively affirming around money meant that I was more proactive with my finances. I started paying attention to them, so I decided to track them on a weekly basis. I decided to see where there were opportunities for multiple income streams to come into my work. Instead of just relying on one particular thing and putting all of my energy behind it and just hoping and praying that that was the thing, I decided to reach out into different directions. Because what I found was when you're putting all of your eggs in one basket, if you like, there can be a sense of desperation around that. You can be holding on to that one thing because you know if that one thing goes, you've got nothing coming in. So, and this is something that I work on with the young entrepreneurs and the clients that I work with. I do workshops around multiple income streams. How can you use your skill set to bring in money in less obvious ways? In less obvious ways. So I became more attentive to my finances. I became open to the idea of multiple income streams, knowing that if one thing didn't work, that wasn't a huge failure. It just meant that I needed to create more options and more opportunities. I needed to start sowing seeds. I've never really been into the idea of just saying an affirmation over and over again and then trusting that it would work. I think the piece that had often been missing, and there was a revisit of the law of attraction work, the piece that was missing was that you needed to take aligned action. So it wasn't a case of just sitting on your sofa and saying, I'm going to be rich, and then money sort of dropping through the letterbox. In combination with that, you needed to be taking action which could contribute or create opportunity for those affirmations to come to fruition. So it's having that strong belief in what you're doing and taking action as well. Taking aligned action, positive, healthy, aligned action, positive, healthy, and consistent action. Like if you were planting seeds in a garden, constantly tending to those things, tending to those seeds, and trusting that they will grow. Do affirmations work? Yes, they do, but not necessarily within the timescale that you set. It's good to have focus, it's good to have drive, it's good to have timelines and things, but if you don't meet those, the idea is that you don't beat yourself up over them, and the work that you've put in, as long as it's aligned with what you're going towards, it will come to fruition, just not in the way that you've expected it. This focus on finances and money also meant that I became more mindful about what I was saying yes to. I think before then I'd be saying yes to everything because, again, there was that desperation around saying no to a job, meaning that money wouldn't come in. Saying no to a job means that I wouldn't get offered anything else, that other people would think badly of me. But what I found was if I was saying yes to lots of smaller work that wasn't necessarily completely in alignment with where I was headed, or even free stuff, I was filling up my calendar with these things and not making space for the abundance to come in, for the work, the actual exciting projects and the larger scale projects to come in. If I was filling my calendar with this little stuff, there was no room for me to say yes to this big stuff. There was also the element of reviewing my pricing. I had been significantly undervaluing the work that I was putting out into the world because there was a fear thing there, there was a confidence thing there. But by focusing a positive view on my finances, by really reassessing what I was bringing to the world and being confident around that and building up my confidence with some mindset work and some somatic work, I found that I had been undervaluing the work that I brought in. So I made a change. I increased my prices. I stopped underpricing my services. And what this meant was there was a freedom of choice around what I said yes to again. And it meant that if I was charging a higher price for some of my services, then I had more freedom of choice around subsidizing my services for people who perhaps couldn't afford those prices, or even doing stuff in my free time, giving back. I needed to be able to pay my bills. And once that basic level of security has been completed, then you have all of the freedom that you need. I think sometimes people can have a tendency to feel like they need to give out and not put themselves first. Putting themselves first feels selfish, but it's the idea of creating a stable base for yourself so that you can give from that stable base, that stable foundation. And so the other piece for me, I mentioned it before when I said somatics, was feeling secure in myself when it came to my body. My nervous system had been on high alert for about 2 years. Pandemic, grief within the family, high stress situations, huge periods of change, moving home, changing job, training in new areas. All of these things have been putting a huge pressure on me that I hadn't paid attention to. And I do think that's part of the reason why my face flared up. You can refer to my blog around facing up to trauma. But I do think that's the reason why I got ill in 2021. And it was around that, being in that constant state of stress, that constant state of high alert. And so for me to feel secure, for me to be able to call in this financial abundance, there was something around me paying attention to my body, feeling secure in my body, looking after myself so that I could show up in the best way for the work that I wanted to do in the world. But not getting better so I could work more and be more productive, but getting better because I matter. We all matter, and we forget to take care of ourselves. And when we forget to take care of ourselves, things start to slip, we lose track, and we get knocked off course. So I had to return to myself, return to my body, so that these affirmations around money, around abundance, were being grounded in something real, something tangible, my body, this being that was showing up and creating work in the world. I needed to look after it. I mentioned time scale before. And so I think when I originally did the affirmations sort of challenge, if you like, I was like, okay, I'm going to see what happens after 3 months. I saw a shift in how I appreciated money and appreciated the things that made me feel wealthy, the things that weren't money, time with family, time in nature, being healthy, freedom of choice and how I spent my day. These are the things that helped me to feel wealthy. But it wasn't within the time scale that I expected, and it wasn't in the way that I expected. And I'm kind of glad, actually, because when things are completely predictable, it's nice to have certainty, but it can be a little bit boring. And I don't know if that's just a shift in me because I've started doing more improvised comedy and just really leaning into that idea of uncertainty being exciting and interesting. But things didn't pan out in the way that I thought they would, but actually worked out better. The timescale wasn't the same. It took longer. Things took longer to come to fruition, but it meant that they were based in a stronger foundation. Sometimes when things happen quickly, when growth happens too quickly, it's not sustainable. And that thing that has grown will collapse, or it can't repeat the same patterns. So again, it was the idea of rooting the work that I was doing, grounding the work that I was doing, consistently showing up, consistently taking action in alignment with my purpose and my values, and what I believe is my role in the world. Sowing those seeds. And what happened was, when I finally looked after myself, when I finally decided just to ease back a little bit, to trust that the work I was doing would come to fruition, people started to contact me. People started to reach out to me. Opportunities started to present themselves. What those opportunities looked like, for example, were working freelance in a job where within 3 months I had earned more than I had in the entire year before. Just a few hours a week, doing something that felt completely in alignment with the work I was doing in the world, doing something which called on the skills I had picked up from years ago. And it enabled me to call in that abundance, to call in that regular income, get myself back on track. And it felt easy. It felt easy. And that's what the difference was. I wasn't pushing. There was still an element of having to work, but it didn't feel like there was a constant struggle and fear around the money not coming in. It felt different to the type of work or the way I'd been working before. My affirmations had transformed into ease, into recognizing the possibilities. And then the evidence just kept building and building and building. And psychologically, you could say this is down to the reticular activating system. So the idea that if you focus your attention on something, your brain will automatically start to look for evidence or links towards that thing. I think the typical example people use is that if you're in the market for buying a red car, you'll start to see red cars everywhere. You'll start to notice these things. So for me, it was around wanting to create opportunities to bring financial wealth into my life. And I started to notice opportunities. I started to have conversations with people. I started to hear certain things, see certain messages on social media, people that I could connect with, people I could work with. And then also people reaching out to me that I had perhaps not worked with in months, returning back to work with me. Unexpected projects. Work coming in unexpected ways. Interesting projects. Projects completely in alignment that I would have never have imagined before. But when they were presented to me, it just felt so right. So there was that element of trust. And now what I've done is I've shifted my affirmations to abundance. Because I do believe we live in an abundant world, an abundant universe. It's just a case of appreciating what we have, being grateful for what we have, and then allowing for more of the same. So for all my woo people out there, or people that just believe in energetics in general, I do think that when it comes to things like money, it's about energy. Regarding money as energy, so you can allow for flow, something that flows in and flows out, and you can trust that that flow will continue that action. Or sometimes we can get caught up in the forcing of it. We try and withhold the energy, we block the energy with our fear around scarcity, our fear around stories that were told to us when we were younger about money and how money's hard to come by. Money is for rich people. I'm never going to be rich. You have to work really hard to bring money in. If I spend this money now, then it won't come back to me. So there can be fear around investment. I don't deserve this money, so I'm going to give it away. All of these different stories, all of these different blocks that we can put in the way. If we want to see a change, if we want to see a shift, then we need to clear them. And what that looked like for me was having some hypnosis around it. It was definitely, probably most powerfully linked to the somatic work that I did. So calming my nervous system, knowing that this body that I'm in is where all of the stuff is coming from. Knowing that this body that I'm in is a vessel for what I want to create in the world. And if I want to do that, then it needs to be healthy. It needs to be looked after. And I am a spiritual person, so by showing the universe that I'm looking after myself, I'm acknowledging all of the beautiful things it's created for me. I'm being grateful for what it's created for me, and it will give me more. We live in a friendly universe. More of the same. More of the same. And if you believe in the law of attraction, it's that idea of if you are living in a way that where you take care of yourself, where you value yourself, then that will be reflected in the world around you. And so, do affirmations actually work? Yes, they do. But only with aligned action, not in the way you expect. And that's part of the fun. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Self Sessions. If you did, please share, like, subscribe, and stay in touch by heading over to marissamccallum.com. I am, of course, until next time, wishing only love.